there's a whole swathe of very, very worrying middle-class, middle-aged people who are drinking at home, but their drinking isn't controlled. They're not coming to harm because they're not in their cars and stuff like that, but they're developing esophageal problems, liver problems, cardiac issues, and they're attending with the medical consequences thereafter. We had the World Health Organization in 2004, if I remember correctly, and they saw that 23% of our overall trauma in Letterkenny was related to alcohol consumption. That number doubled at the weekend. And then in the evening times at the weekend in Letterkenny, like so many other places, it's actually scary to go to your emergency department because there are large numbers of people there who are disinhibited because of the alcohol they have on board. The issue for us as healthcare providers is we can't discriminate against people because they've indulged in alcohol or drugs or whatever. We're not judges or juries. Our job is to keep folk alive and as well as possible until they either sober up in the short term or sober up in the long term. Alcohol abuse is a widespread thing. It's still continuing, and it's at least a quarter of our work, if not up to a half at various times. It hasn't actually gotten very much better over the last several years, regretfully.